you guys, welcome back to my podcast. And so I'm super excited because I'm doing this series for Christian therapists. This is for those who are emerging and existing Christian therapists who wants to learn how to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions with your clients. Over the years, I have been asked This series is for those who want to learn how to incorporate. This series is for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions. Listen, over the years, I have been asked so many times, how do you do that? And people have asked me about my own particular journey. And so in this series, I'm going to be answering some of the most frequently asked questions and also share with you some of my knowledge, experience, and also what God has given me to share with you all to help increase your faith and to learn how to really incorporate God into your sessions. Also, don't forget to purchase my new book called Holy Spirit-Led Counseling Sessions, Unleashing Your Impact as a Christian Therapist. Also, you can apply for my mentorship program for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to have community, training, resources, and access to our monthly Zoom meeting. Listen, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening, and I pray that this series will bless you. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and also to leave me a review on this series. So I'll talk to you in just a moment. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. My name is Shakita Torres, and I'm going to continue the series for Christian therapists. And so today we're going to talk about the gift of wisdom, Okay. So I'm going to be reading a little bit from my phone here, and I'll also share with you some examples as well as to how the gift of wisdom can be used in the therapy room. So first of all, the gift of wisdom is the divine insight and guidance into practical issues or complex situations. The word of wisdom is a supernatural insight into God's will and his plan for specific situations or challenges. It helps us make wise decisions and guide others toward the right path as well. Okay, here's an example. So this is 1 Kings chapter 3 and 16 through 28. It says, King Solomon demonstrated the word of wisdom when two women came before him, both claiming to be the mother of a baby. Solomon's wise decision to suggest cutting the baby in half to settle the dispute revealed the true mother's identity as she selfishly offered to give up her claim to save the child's life. So the other mother was like, yeah, go ahead, cut him in half, right? But you know that, you know, a mother who gave birth to a baby is not going to want her child to be cut in half. She'd rather just go ahead and give him up so he'll be safe and have a life, right? So Solomon was able to determine who the real mother was through that way. But not only that, whenever Solomon had found favor with God, God asked him, like, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you want. And he said, God, grant me wisdom to know what is right and what is wrong. Okay. And so, yes, the gift of wisdom is from the Lord. You guys, part of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I am constantly, oh my God, in my personal life, through my work, whatever I'm doing, asking God, God, give me wisdom. God, give me wisdom, because God can see and he know things that we don't know. And so let me share with you a very specific example of a client I had before. So of course, you know, most of my clients I had in the past are Christians and believers. So I had this one client in particular. She had been through a lot of church hurt, a lot of disappointment. And so we were in session one day, and she was just sharing with me about the ministry and the things that were going on. It was so much going on there. And I'm like, no one should be at this church. Okay. Like, it's so unhealthy. And to what she was telling me. Okay. And, you know, my client already been through so much hurt, she should just leave. Right when I was getting ready to tell her, I recommend, not tell her to leave, but I was recommending that she would leave. I heard the Holy Spirit say quickly. He said, no, do not tell her to leave. I am doing a work in her through this ministry. And so I told her that. I said, the Holy Spirit is telling me to share this with you. She said, okay, I'll stay. And so she ended up staying. And lo and behold, the Lord was doing the work in her, right? She was dealing with unforgiveness. She was dealing with resentment and some bitterness against some of the members of this church because she had had a child out of wedlock at a very young age. And they had pretty much like condemned her, right? Or made her feel bad for her past mistakes. And so through that, she stayed and she ended up forgiving them. And they actually apologized to her. And so God wanted to do this work in her before he would release her to go on to, you know, a different ministry. He didn't want her carrying around all this church hurt and baggage. Now, in our natural mindset, we don't want to be hurt. We don't want to be disappointed, right? And we always think that the easiest way is the route we should go. But for her, that was definitely not the case. God did not want her to take an easy route. He wanted her to endure for her to receive freedom in the end. And she did, you guys. She did. She said, I see them differently now. I see, you know, what God is doing in my life and what God wants to do through me and through them. And so I'm in a much better place. Thank you for sharing that with me because I wanted to leave. I said, girl, I want you to leave too. But God said, no. So that's only one example of how the gift of wisdom can show up for you with your clients. And so sometimes we think we have all the answers. And our clients are coming to us because they trust us, y'all. They trust us that we, you know, are really being led by the Spirit of God and we have their best interest at heart, and we do. But sometimes even our good intentions are not enough. They are not enough. And so God knows all things and he sees all things. And by his Spirit, by the gift of wisdom, he can give you what to say or what to do with your client and in your life in general. Okay. In general. Right. So again, thanks so much for watching. Take out time to go study the gift of wisdom. Look up on the word of God about scriptures on wisdom. You will see so much that pop up for you. Okay. So again, don't forget to apply for my mentorship program if you qualify for that. And also, if you're interested to purchase my book, Holy Spirit Led Counseling for Christian Therapists. Okay, so I see you in the next video. Have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.